Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
Catch up with Caroline Hayes from the Albany Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. And what a beautiful morning it is.
Oh, we won't keep you too long. You can get out there and enjoy it. We're getting to 21 today, and I think at the moment we're about 10 degrees, but beautiful sunshine.
It is gorgeous out there.
You've been pretty busy over the last few months because not only have you been serving as president of the ACCI, you've also stepped in and done the duties that the CEO would normally do.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a crazy 3 months. We've achieved a lot. It's been an incredible opportunity for a president to step into the operational role. I think I actually welcome the opportunity. It's been fantastic. Really excited about the future.
So Russ Clark left us in January, and the search has been on for his replacement, and you finally come to a positive conclusion.
Yeah, look, it's been a rather exhaustive search. We had to get exactly the right fit. There's been so many incredible candidates that have come through, but I'm very pleased to announce that we have actually made an appointment, and our new CEO, Mark Forrest from Perth, will be joining us as of next Thursday.
Oh, congratulations to Mark. Give him a bit of a round of applause. Now, tell us about Mark's background.
Yeah, look, Mark is a senior management executive. He's relocating from Perth with his family. He has been working in PR, finance, not-for-profit. He's got a fantastic background, bachelor's degree, a lot of experience in the sort of industry that we're in. So, yeah, really excited to have him on board.
Excellent. So he starts next week, so quick turnaround.
Yeah, next Thursday. So look, I'm going to stay with the Chamber. I've made a commitment to see this through, and I think the best opportunity I can give our members and our community is to continue to be involved quite thoroughly through until probably December this year. Really looking forward to working with him and, yeah, looking forward to the future.
Now, where's the first place you tell Mark to go when he gets down here? Does he go to the National Anzac Centre? Does he go to the Gap? Does he go to the Porongrups? Where are we going to take Mark?
Yeah, look, he's actually a regular here anyway. Okay. So he does have some friends in the area. He does holiday regularly here. So I've got a feeling he's probably done all those things. So we're going to hit the ground running with a breakfast in the morning and meet all the rest of the board, because obviously there's been a selection panel that's gone through this process. So intro to the rest of the team and all of our staff at the Chamber. So, yeah, that's where we're going to start.
Having a chat with Grant Westhorpe from the Men's Resource Centre. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
Grant, last night at the Albany Chamber of Commerce Business After Hours, a partnership was announced between your mighty organisation and the Chamber.
Yeah, very proud of this one. It's certainly going to sort of assist both sides. We provide services, obviously, for the community and the business community, and it's great to get our faces out there so that people can use our services and feel comfortable about it.
Because mental illness is not just something that affects one part of the community, it affects everybody.
Oh, look, I mean, we certainly in business, you're living under a sort of stressful situation because, at the end of the week, your wage packet isn't guaranteed. So that's always, a bit of a concern. And, I mean, I was in business for 33 years and, I know what it's about. I mean, you've got to actually generate your own sort of wealth. It's not as easy as it looks. And certainly, you're finding the customers and getting the foot traffic through the door. You need lots of tricks.
Basically, if there's no money coming in, you don't eat. So, yeah, it can be pretty stressful out there for people.
Oh, and the worst part too is, that you sort of might go for a holiday, but, that means that you're not there doing the business. So that can affect your sort of income as well.
Yeah, great partnership announced last night down there at the Chamber. Now, Grant, tell us about the final Dads and Kids Fun Day this weekend.
Yeah, well, we've done two and they were extremely successful. The second one was a little bit wet, but looks like the forecast is going to be great for Saturday. This time we're actually including granddads and single parents, and that's either gender. So it's to get all families down there having fun. It's all set up. We've got play in the park. We've got bouncy castle. Essentially, every child finishes up with a goodies bag of all different things, and also the dads and mums, if they're single parents, will finish up with a goodies bag as well. But, I mean, the deal is just connecting with your kids. We frown on phones, so don't
place bring your phones in the box on the way in, people.
Yeah, that's right. Or turn it off. It's really getting out into nature, having a bit of fun. We set up sort of lots of different things for the kids to do, and I tell you what, there's been a lot of smiles on faces.
Excellent.
We've had about 110 kids and about sort of 60 dads so in the previous event, so we hope to sort of knock that up a little bit higher.
Once again, catching up with life coach Sally Tebow. Good morning.
Morning, Terry.
Sally, we just had Mother's Day a couple of days ago, but I guess most days of the year should be Mother's Day. We should be looking after the most important woman in our lives. I mean, after all, she did bring us into the world, and without her, there would be no us. How did you go on Mother's Day?
I had a lovely Mother's Day. Unfortunately, my three children don't live in the country, but my husband made it very special. We had lovely me time, which I think is really important.
Tell us about that me time and a little bit more about self-care and what mums should be doing out there, because they are pretty busy when they're getting their child, they're getting their child's life in order at a very early age.
And look, you know, I think, Terry, now being a mother is probably hardest than it's ever been. And that's the expectations of what motherhood really is. You know, when we were growing up, we just, you know, we were lucky. Food was on the table, went out and played, came back, and there was food on the table again. That was about the expectation. We all caught the bus to school. Now mothers and parents, particularly mothers, are very invested in their children doing all sorts of activities. But also there's a lot of pressure on them to be kind of the perfect mother. And I think that's really hard for many young mums in particular.
Sally, tell us about your top three tips to healthy self-care for mums.
One is to recognise that you are important and that taking time for you is exceptionally important. And that's what helps you and makes you a better mum, number one. Number two is to think in terms of quality time rather than quantity time. So there's a lot of expectation, especially if there's mums working outside the home. Sometimes they can feel guilty about taking that time out. But really, it's the quality of the time you spend with your children. So when you take into account, step number one was looking after yourself so that when you're with your children, you can spend quality time with them. It's not the quantity, but the things, that's what the kids remember most of all. And number three is thinking about being a present mother rather than a perfect mother. So, you know, the kids love nothing more than you just being with them. Now, when you get to teenage years, of course, you've got to get over the eye roll and the grunting. But they will remember if you're there.
Indeed. Yeah, some very good tips there. Not just for Mother's Day, but I guess for every day of the year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I think as you're right, as you said, I mean, every day is a time to really celebrate our mothers. And for many of us who have perhaps older parents, older mothers, just taking the time to give your mum a call, chop down for a cup of tea, or just remember that that's that quality time that's just so important for all mums.
All right, Sally, you're very keen on promoting the 2 and 20 principle, and you've got the ebook there. Where can they go? Where can people go for more information?
Yeah, they can head to 2 and 20 principle. So the letter, the number 2 and the number 20 principle.com, and they can get a free download of how to create simple habits to make your life much, much easier.
All right, Sally Tebow, thanks for talking us to again. Thanks for talking to us again. Will you be watching the royal wedding?
I certainly will be. Nothing like a good wedding to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
I will be watching that wedding. I've already sorted out some champagne and some nice, you know, prawns and caviar perhaps, and I'll be in front of that TV, absolutely.
I think I'll be in the minority and not watching it.
No, I think my husband's got a football game he'd rather watch too, just quietly.
Sally, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Terry. See you. Bye-bye.
Sounds of Albany.
Rustler Steakhouse, now open for lunch and dinner, Stirling Terrace, Albany.
Jackpot today is at $4,140 on the Sound of Albany, thanks to Rustlers. So you need to identify what that is and where you can find it. Ian's on the line, g'day.
G'day, Terry, how are you?
I'm very good. What do you reckon it is?
I reckon it might be on the end of a rope rail, you know, when people are standing in queue and it's got the clip that you stop them or guide them through or wherever else.
On the rope rail.
Yes.
So the clip to stop them getting in.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not the one we want.
All right, no worries. Thank you.
Thanks, Ian. The Sounds of Albany for $4,140. Emma's here with us. What do you reckon it is?
Is it a PA system, like turning the microphone on?
A PA system turning the microphone on.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not the one we're looking for. Sorry, Emma, I can't give you the money.
Bye.
See ya. Cheryl's back with us. G'day.
Hello, how are you going?
Very good. What do you reckon it is for $4,140?
Is it one of those microphone headsets? When you tap the end of the microphone, it makes that boof sort of noise.
Yeah, I've worked with a few microphones in my time, and I can tell you that's not the sound.
Okay.
Thanks,
Thank
Cheryl.
You.
Good okay. on you.
Bye.
Jared, what do you reckon our sound of Albany is?
I reckon it's a spotlight or a handheld floodlight getting turned on.
A floodlight or a spotlight getting turned on?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not it. I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Jared. It's back tomorrow. We round out the week at $4,160. Sound of Albany with Rustlers. More than just a steakhouse at Triple M.